If you think the GOP's Congress of Clowns represents the fringiest, freakiest pack of politicos that MAGA world can hurl at us, you haven't been to Texas. It's widely known, of course, that Ted Cruz, Greg Abbott, and most other top Republican officials here are obsequious Trump acolytes. Thus, Texas is infamously racing against Florida to be declared the stupidest, meanest, most repressive state government in America, constantly making demonic attacks on women's freedom, immigrants, voting rights, public schools, poor people, and so on. But I'm confident Texas will win this race to the bottom for one big reason. GOP crazy runs extraordinarily deep here. We have a county-level layer of ultra-MAGA cultists constantly pressing the state's far-right officials to march all the way to the farthest edge of extremism, then leap into absurdity. Therefore, the party officially supports abolishment of labor unions, elimination of the minimum wage, privatization of Social Security, legalization of machine guns, and, well, you get the drift. Now, though, local mad dog Trumpistas are pushing their party straight into the abyss of autocracy by declaring war on HEB. What's that? HEB is a Texas chain of supermarkets beloved in communities throughout our state. Beloved because the stores fully embrace the diversity of all people, has affordable prices, values employees, and supports community needs. Nonetheless, county Republican zealots screech that HEB violates their party ideology by accepting food stamps, opposing privatization of schools, and sponsoring some LGBTQ pride events. So they're demanding official condemnation of the grocery chain for advocating for policies contrary to the Republican Party of Texas platform. This is Jim Hightower saying, yes, it's the reincarnation of Orwell's 1984. Be MAGA or else. The Hightower Radio Lowdown is made possible by you subscribers to Jim Hightower's Lowdown on Substack. Find us at jimhightower.substack.com.